It's time for another regional radio sports production.
This one's cut on, hit down left field. Richeson's watching one trail over the top of his head, and see you later. A one-run blast off of that fastball. A one-run blast off of that fastball.
Breaking ball, this one's lifted high in the air. Deep left field, McDowell backing up. That one is gone. Absolute moonshot.
The right fielder going back over his shoulder, and it's gone. The grand slam. Valley Catholic just broke this open with one swing.
Line through the middle and jumping snow cone grab by Jacobson. What a play by the shortstop.
From the first pop of the net and crack of the bat, the talk of the parkland is your home for America's pastime.
This one's hit hard, and it's going to stay in fair territory, and it's going to hop over the third baseman. One run's going to come in to score.
Lifted high in the air, down the line, and Ziegler makes an amazing diving grab. Wow! Every time we see an amazing play in the field, someone on either side just has a play to one-up it.
In line drive right back up the middle, Farmington takes the lead. Coming in to score is Connor Yorty. And it's now 5-4 Farmington, bottom of the sixth.
Miller dives headfirst into home in celebration in North County in seven innings. Walks off, they're going to the chip.
Wow, that's all you can say. Just wow.
Tune in to AM800 KREI throughout the season. Go online at MIMOinfo.com and follow us at MIMOinfoSports on Twitter. Now we send you to the field for play-by-play of all the action.
Well, good Thursday afternoon to you from a beautiful day at Yanks Field in St. Genevieve, Missouri, the home of the St. Genevieve Dragons. They'll be taking on the Valley Catholic Warriors here on this Thursday afternoon. Sean Malone on the air with you on AM 800 KREI for the Fleet Equipment pregame show, getting you ready for the 12-5 St. Genevieve Dragons hosting the 15-4 Valley Catholic Warriors. The Warriors entering this one, they are the champions of the MAAA amongst the small schools for the regular season. MAAA conference tournament starting next week. Meanwhile, for the St. Genevieve Dragons, they are the champions amongst the large schools. They tie that championship, though, with two other teams, with Central and North County, who ended the season all with 4-1 records in conference and kind of a rock-paper-scissors deal against each other. St. Genevieve beat Central 10-3 on April 5th. Central beat North County 6-1 on the 10th, and North County beat St. Genevieve just a week ago today. We'll step aside for the national anthem and return after this. You're listening to High School Baseball on the Fleet Equipment pregame show on AM 800 KREI.
Summer moves fast, and Mineral Area College's summer semester moves even faster. Take a full class in just 8 weeks, especially handy for students home from a different college or university. Summer semester starts June 4th. Take MAC classes on campus or online, it's up to you. Make your summer count. Check out mineralarea.edu or call 855-MAC-4U. Make MAC your next step.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, the UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's a UPS Store in Festus.
Wanting a new pool this summer? Well, we can help. I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. Check out our pool specials right now, like the Eclipse, the Nova. Want an in-ground? We have that on special too. 15 by 30 feet, 3 to 6 feet deep. We can customize any in-ground and just about any above ground. Don't forget to ask about our financing. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home. Home Pools and Spas, just south of the Ludington exit.
Coles Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Fleet's Equipment pregame show on AM 800 KREI. Sean Malone broadcasting from Yanks Field in St. Genevieve. The national anthem has gone final, so we're waiting for the St. Genevieve Dragons to take the field. While we do so, we'll break down the starting lineup brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's. Patsy's Furniture off St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Starting for the batting team first, that'll be the road team, the Valley Catholic Warriors. Keep in mind, they were supposed to be the home team. Leading things off will be the center fielder, Carter Roth. Behind him in the two spot, Tyler Bloom, who plays shortstop. Chris Loida will be the man on the mound. He'll also be batting in the three hole. Right behind him, batting cleanup and manning the hot corner, is Jacob Beeser. His protection batting fifth. Behind the plate is Kyle Roth. The designated hitter will bat sixth. That's Zach Ryan. He'll be DHing for left fielder Kyle Gilo. Nolan Schwent is in right field. Kellen Bloom at second base. And Aaron Doza rounds out the lineup at first base. Meanwhile, for the St. Genevieve Dragons, warming up on the mound right now, the lefty getting the start is Derek Morgenthaler. Behind him, it'll be Chase Collar, who's in left field. Chad Dunsey is the designated hitter, batting in place of Troy Johnson. Drew Toombs will bat cleanup and play first base. Brady Boyer in center field, batting fifth. Batting sixth behind him is Logan Gegg at third base. At shortstop, it is Peyton Powell. He's batting seventh. Nathan Selby will be behind the plate in the eighth spot, and rounding out the lineup for the St. Genevieve Dragons is Grant Staff in the second baseman. Let's take a look at the pitching matchup brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. Bloomsdale Bank, with locations in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. The 5'9", 175-pound junior lefty will be the man on the mound for the St. Genevieve Dragons. That is Derek Morgenthaler. And Morgenthaler, as we take a look at his stats on the season so far, he'll be making his sixth start and sixth total appearance, 4-0 record for him on the season, a sub-1 ERA, a great season for Morgenthaler, .913 earned run average. He's got 35 strikeouts on the year and 12 walks on the year. Loida, who's batting in the three spot, will be the pitcher opposite him. And Loida has been very good on the mound as well. He'll be making his sixth start, too, in sixth appearance. He's pitched 30 1/3 innings, has a 1.15 ERA. Umpire yells play ball, and we are about to get underway here at Yanks Field in St. Genevieve. Up to the plate is the Valley Catholic Warriors. The first pitch is sliced off foul. It was a fastball that behind on it just a little bit was Carter Roth, the leadoff hitter. Count goes to 0-1. Morgenthaler, the lefty, sets, shakes his head once, nods on the second sign from his catcher, blows the fastball right by Carter Roth as he swings through it for strike two. No balls and two strikes for the leadoff hitter for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Morgenthaler kicks and fires. The lefty misses high and away for a ball with the slider, and the count is 1-2. Laying off of that one, the right-handed batter, Carter Roth. Tyler Bloom is on deck, the shortstop for the Valley Catholic Warriors, as this one is hit into the air in left field. Moving to his right a little bit is Chase Collar. He makes the grab, one away. Both these teams, as I mentioned earlier, were named regular season champions in their respective conferences for the MAAA. The Valley Catholic Warriors amongst the small schools, and St. Genevieve Dragons sharing the title with two other teams in the large schools. Now digging in is the righty batter, Tyler Bloom. The first pitch to him is a belt-high strike inside, but still clipping enough of the strike zone to get the call, is Derek Morgenthaler on the mound. Count is 0-1. The pitch is off speed, a little out in front of it, and slicing it foul is Tyler Bloom. And the count goes to 0-2. Mentioned Chase Kohler in left field making the play to record the first out. The rest of the outfield in center field, it's Boyer. In right field, Johnson. Pitch is off speed, left upstairs for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Once again, batters. Morgan Thaler gets ahead 0-2, then throws a ball. The 1-2 is going to be hit into left center field is deep. Going back is Boyer. It's over. Picked up by the left fielder, Chase Kohler. And it'll be stand-up double for Tyler Bloom with one away here in the top of inning number one. Well-struck ball by Tyler Bloom. It was left upstairs on a fastball from Derek Morgenthaler. Bloom just able to rip it into the gap. Right in front of the sign in left field at Yanks Field here in St. Genevieve. Beautiful ballpark. Then all-turf infield, including the pitcher's mound, is all-turf as well. The outfield is natural grass. That's why we're playing here, courtesy of the rain that we had earlier this morning. This will bring Chris Lloyd to the plate with one away and a runner on second in the top of the first. He lays off a fastball left away for a ball. 1-0 goes the count. Tyler Bloom now begins his lead at second base as the lefty Morgenthaler sets about chest high, elbows at the belt. The pitch is inside on the knees for a strike. Not liking that call is Chris Lloyd as he's going to step out for a second here. 1-1 is the count with one away. No score here in the top of inning number one. Three hitter up to the plate for the Valley Catholic Warriors. It's Chris Lloyd. Morgenthaler, the lefty, sets, peeks over at second base. The pitch is a fastball in on the hand. It popped up. Will it stay fair? No. It hooks into foul territory in shallow right field over the head of the first baseman, Drew Toombs. The count goes to 1-2. Derek Morgenthaler just jamming Lloyd inside on his hands there. He wasn't able to get the hands out quick enough. Lloyd, a tough player, having a heck of a season for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Leading the team, not just on the mound in pitching, but having a very good season at the plate as well. As that one is pulled foul down the left field side, out of play, actually hit into the Valley Catholic bullpen on the left field side. Lloyd leads the team in batting average on the season, hitting at .414 entering this at-bat. One ball and two strikes remains the count. Morgenthaler nods and sets. Peeks over at second once, and the pitch is going to be roped down the line and through for a base hit. They're going to send the runner home. Coming all the way around is Tyler Bloom. He's going to score standing up. It's an RBI single for Chris Lloyd, and the Valley Catholic Warriors strike first, taking a 1-0 lead. Nice piece of hitting there from Chris Lloyd. It was another fastball in on the hands, but he was able to get his hands around this time fast enough to just hit that one on a frozen rope, hugging the third baseline and just past the glove of an outstretched Logan Gegg. The rest of the infield for the St. Genevieve Dragons from left to right. Next to Gegg, it's Peyton Powell at short. Grant Staffin at second. Drew Toombs at first. Behind the plate, it's Nathan Selby. And the pitcher on the mound, Derek Morgenthaler, fires a ball that just misses on the outside. 1-0 goes the count. Lloyd following his RBI single. End up at one ball and one strike. 15 pitches thrown so far for Derek Morgenthaler here in the top of the first. Only producing one out so far, though. We'll see if he can improve from there. The 1-1 popped up on the infield. Now heading into the outfield grass is Peyton Powell. And calling him off is Chase Kohler, who makes the second out. That ball just kept drifting and drifting and drifting. And good thing Kohler was making a play on that one, because Peyton Powell seemed to be having trouble with where the sun is located. Behind the dugout on the third base side, that's the Valley Catholic Warrior dugout where it normally is. So right fielders will sometimes have trouble with the ball. So now two away, and that brings Kyle Roth to the plate for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Pitch as the runner goes, swung on a miss, throw down to second is in time. They get Chris Lloyd trying to take second base. So Kyle Roth will come to the plate to start off the top of the second inning, but we got to get to the bottom of the first inning before then. It'll be the top of the lineup for the St. Genevieve Dragons, Morgenthaler, Kohler, and Dunsey. St. Genevieve down by one here on AM 800 KREI.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
One nothing Valley Catholic Warriors here at Yanks Field in St. Genevieve as we're broadcasting from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth right behind home plate. Mineral Area College is your next step. Sean Malone here with you with Sean Wynn producing back in the studio. Chris Loida taking his warm-up pitches after he gives himself a 1-0 lead off an RBI single that he roped down the third baseline back in the top of the first inning. He now meets with his entire infield as the pitcher who gave up that RBI single, Derek Morgenthaler, will dig in at the plate. Morgenthaler, a lefty for the St. Genevieve Dragons, both on the mound and at the plate. Chris Loida, meanwhile, a righty, both on the mound and at the plate. So Morgenthaler digs in, looking to help his own cause and at least get this game back to neutral. He's going to step out quickly here. And now Loida is ready to go. So Morgenthaler, the lefty with a slightly open stance, digs in, and he takes a breaking ball on the outside for a strike. Count goes to 0-1. Loida features a fastball that sits in the low 80s, a curveball, and a changeup. The 0-1. Pitch low, taken for a ball. Missing with the fastball there is Loida. Count is evened up at 1-1. The rest of the lineup for the St. Genevieve Dragons goes Chase Collar batting second. Chad Dunsey, the DH, is third. Drew Toombs, Brady Boyer, Logan Gegg, Peyton Powell, Nathan Selby, and Grant Stavin. Swung on and hit up the middle through for a base hit into center field. It's a leadoff single for Derek Morgenthaler. It was a fastball that was still within the reach of the lefty Derek Morgenthaler, and he's going to receive a courtesy runner here. So Chase Kohler comes through the plates. We're waiting to see who it is at first base now as the courtesy runner. Can't quite see the number from here with the way the new uniforms are for the St. Genevieve Dragons. We'll update you on that courtesy runner once I see it. And a bunt is dropped down, but it slices right into foul territory. For a foul ball, count goes to 0-1. And I think that might be Sam Stolzer over at first base. Hard to see from here. The uniforms for the St. Genevieve Dragons that I mentioned, brand new uniforms this year. A light material, it's white on top, but the lower half reminds you quite a bit of the old school Houston Astros uniform as the fastball is one hop to the plate. Count goes 1-1. Chase Kohler. They got a stripe going right across the middle, across the stomach, that gets lighter as it gets closer to the center. Five total bars making up that one stripe. One hop to the plate once again. 2-1 goes the count. Scampering back to first is that courtesy runner. We're going to call it Sam Stolzer until I see otherwise. So the count is 2-1. Loida sets the pitch as the runner takes off. It's one hop to the plate. Losing it underneath him is the catcher, Kyle Roth. He won't be able to get a throw down, and that will be a steal of second base. So Stolzer takes second, and the count now goes to 3-1 with Chad Dunsey on deck. Pitch is off the plate for a ball, and that is ball four. Taking his base is Kohler. So it's two on, nobody out still, and Chad Dunsey at the plate. Dunsey wearing a number that's uncommon, at least in baseball. You see it a lot more in basketball. The double zeros, not even just single zero, double zero. The pitch from Loya, swung on, popped up, foul territory on the left field side, or excuse me, right field side, and that's going to ding off of the light pole out of play. So it'll be an 0-1 count now for Dunsey. Just a little behind on that fastball, slicing it off the opposite way is the righty Dunsey. Kohler leads at first, Stolzer on second, Loida sets. Peers over at second, and one hops another pitch to the plate. It's in the turf. The throw to third base is high. Snatching it is Jacob Beeser, not allowing it to go into the outfield, but each runner is going to advance 90 feet. So that eliminates the force, and we'll call this one a wild pitch. That one was bounced way before the plate. Not much that the catcher Kyle Roth could do to keep it in front of him. The Valley Catholic Warriors losing a longtime catcher this summer to graduation in Cole Wood. Fantastic player for them, a multiple-time Dream Team athlete. The 1-1, not just in baseball, but in football as well. The ball gets away from the plate, and sliding in to tie things up is Sam Stolzer. Advancing to third is Chase Kohler, a breaking ball getting away from Lloyd at that time. He's one-hopped a number of pitches to the plate in these past few at-bats, working from the stretch. That's another wild pitch. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the first. Pitch popped up on the infield right by third base. Jacob Beeser makes the grab within arm's reach of Chase Kohler, so he'll hold tight at third. And there you go, folks. That is the first out of the bottom of the first inning. And that'll bring the cleanup hitter Drew Toombs to the plate with a runner on third. A chance to take the lead with anything hit to the outfield, be it on the ground or in the air. Lost at the plate by Kyle Roth. He's able to stick close enough to it, though, to keep Chase Kohler at third base. 1-0 goes the count. Toombs digs back in, and if you're Toombs, you got to remain really patient at the plate with Lloyd is struggling to catch the strike zone here. Pitch on the outside for a ball. This time it didn't one-hop to the plate. The off-speed missing for a 2-0 count. After Toombs, it'll be Brady Boyer. Lloyd of the righty kicks, fires, and this one's sliced foul and out of play. The count goes to 2-1. Drew Toombs on the season so far, a .327 hitter for the St. Genevieve Dragons. And he hits this one on the ground, slow roller towards short. The run is going to score from third row onto first in time to record the out. So the Valley Catholic Warriors, nothing they can do there. That play just too slow developing. Trying to get Kohler hustling home. And that gives the St. Genevieve Dragons a 2-1 lead. But now the bases are empty with Brady Boyer coming to the plate. The pitch popped up, foul territory. Right field side and well out of play. Into the netting that covers the batting cage. Right along right field. And the count goes 0-1. Time is called. As they're going to throw the ball back in for the umpire. And now play will resume. Boyda. Set. Kicks and fires. A breaking ball is low and inside for a ball. 1-1. 2-1 here in the bottom of the first inning. St. Genevieve Dragons taking the lead after falling behind 1-0 before they even came to the plate. Swung on and hit to deep center field. Carter Roth moves to his right, settles, and makes the grab to record the final out and end the inning. But the damage is done. The St. Genevieve Dragons entered the inning trailing by a run before they ever came up to the plate. They use a one hit to score 2 runs and leave nobody left on base. Roth, Krein, and Schwent coming up for the Valley Catholic Warriors when we return on AM 800 KREI.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Five, six, and seven to come to the plate for the Valley Catholic Warriors. The first pitch is on the knees, clipped in the corner for a strike. Lefty-lefty matchup between the pitcher Derek Morgenthaler and the batter Kyle Roth. The pitch, breaking ball left upstairs for a ball. 1-1 goes the count. Kyle Roth with a fresh count here. He swung on a miss with a hit and run in his last at-bat. That resulted in out at second base for Chris Loida. He swings and hits this one deep to right center field. Moving to his left is the center fielder, Brady Boyer, who makes the grab to record the first out of the inning. Hit well, but just a little bit too much air underneath it for Kyle Roth as he records the first out for the Valley Catholic Warriors. I'll bring Zach Ryan to the designated hitter for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Grind on the season so far. He takes a pitch low and away for a ball. A 268 hitter. Nine doubles on the year, almost as many doubles as he has singles. Pitch taken low for a ball, 2-0 the count. One away here in the top of the second with the St. Genevieve Dragons on top, 2-1. Pitch missing on the outside for a ball, three balls and no strikes. Zach Ryan showing some good patience at the plate with Nolan Schwent on deck. Morgenthaler looking for a get-me-over strike on the 3-0, gets it, and the count goes to 3-1. Fastball fired straight down the pipe there from the lefty Morgenthaler, who's working quickly here. 3-1. Sliced into the air, straight back, and well out of play. So Morgenthaler falls behind 3-0, is able to work the count back to full 3-2 with one away here in the top of the second. Morgenthaler sets. The lefty kicks and fires. Off speed, swung on, slow roller towards third, scooped up by Logan Gegg. A long throw onto first is in time. Good hustle there from Zach Grine, but unfortunately for him, not enough as Logan Gegg. It was slow developing to him. He didn't really charge it as much as he maybe could have, just playing it safe. But was able to corral it and get a quick throw out over to first base. So now with two away and nobody on, this brings Nolan Schwent, the seven-hitter and right fielder, to the plate for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Morgenthaler with the pitch. It's a slider that sweeps across and out of the strike zone for ball 1-0. We get past Nolan Schwent. Kellen Bloom is on deck behind him, followed by Aaron Doza. And then after that, it's the top of the lineup. Ball 2-0 goes the counts. Morgenthaler with 11 pitches in this inning. Make it 12 now as that's a fastball foul tipped by Nolan Schwent. And the count goes to 2-1. Morgenthaler continuing to work quickly. The 2-1 pitch is on the outside for a ball. Three balls and one strike with two away. Morgenthaler sets, and the 3-1. Popped up, foul territory out of play behind us. And the count once again goes full at three balls and two strikes for the second at-bat in a row. Morgenthaler working very quickly here in the second inning. Not an average pace in the first inning. And here's the 3-2 from him. Hit to the opposite field. Moving over to his right is the right fielder, Troy Johnson. Makes the catch in the gap. And that will end the inning. So 3-3 down go the Valley Catholic Warriors, and the St. Genevieve Dragons will return to the plate. They hold a one-run lead as we enter the bottom of the second inning on AM 800 KREI.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our 3 new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Capayas Heating and Cooling in Farmington is your local Bryant dealer. They offer a wide range of hardworking products, including gas and electric furnaces, boilers, heat pumps, air conditioners, geothermal heat pump systems, and other air quality accessories. Capayas Heating and Cooling also services all makes and models. Go with the pros at Capayas Heating and Cooling, your Bryant dealer, doing whatever it takes to make your home or business comfortable. Call 756-1224. That number again is 756-1224. 24.
Bottom of the second inning, a 1-2-3 inning for Derek Morgan Thaler and the St. Genevieve Dragons in the top half of the inning. And the bottom of the first inning, able to get runners on and get them home as well in the bottom of the first inning. It started off with a Morgan Thaler single to center field. Sam Stolzer came in to courtesy run for him. He stole second base. Chase Kohler worked a walk, and both of them would eventually come around to score. First pitch is a ball. 1-0 goes the count. Chris Loida, as he's pitching to the third baseman, Logan Gegg. 6-7-8 in the lineup coming to the plate for the St. Genevieve Dragons here in the bottom of the second as a fastball misses away for a ball. 2-0 goes the count. It's Gegg, Peyton Powell, and Nathan Selby. After that, Grant Staffin will round out the lineup for the St. Genevieve Dragons if we make it that far. The 2-0. Swung on and missed. Reaching back for that one is Chris Loida. And that is a 2-1 count after that fastball. Loida, a little extra hot sauce on that. He normally sits in the low 80s. That one must have been mid to upper 80s. A breaking ball dropped in for a strike, and the count goes to 2-2. Much like Morgan Thaler, Chris Loida usually likes to work pretty quickly as well. He's already set just above the belt. The 2-2 pitch is a fastball that hits the corner for strike three. Staring at it is Logan Gegg. He's down on strikes for the first out in the bottom of the second inning. 2-1 lead for the St. Genevieve Dragons over the Valley Catholic Warriors. They'll send shortstop Peyton Powell to the plate. Peyton Powell, a 324 hitter on the season. With only 2 extra base hits, though. Both of them doubles. And time called at the plate by Peyton Powell right as Loida is about to start his windup. He's getting signals from head coach Mike McDaniel down at third base. Loida with the pitch. Hit on the ground. Low roller up towards the middle. Tyler Bloom snagged it. Throw on a first in time to record the out. 2 away. And now with 2 away, that will bring Nathan Selby to the plate. It's actually Brian Selby who's behind the plate. The pitch to Brian Selby is inside, taking 4 a ball. 1-0 goes the count. Loida kicks and fires the 1-0. It's low. Kicking up some rubber pellets as it makes its way just shy of the plates, and the count goes to 2-0 to Selby. After Selby, it's Grant Staffin. The pitch, low for a ball, 3-0 the count. And Loida has had a tough time in the early going of this matchup with his location. Normally a very good pitcher when it comes to placing his pitches. The 3-0 is a get-me-over strike for Loida, and the count now moves to 3-1. Chris Loida on the season. This is a pretty insane stat here. 28 strikeouts compared to only 4 walks. Make it 5 walks as that ball misses inside. And Brian Selby will take his base. That's actually 6 walks now. When you go back to the first inning, Chase Kohler worked a walk as well. So now Grant Staffin will come to the plate. I didn't see if Brian Selby was courtesy run for. keep an eye on that runner over at first base. Again, no numbers on the front of the jersey for the new Dragons uniforms. It's only on the back. And the count goes to 0-1 as a fastball is pumped in there for a strike to Grant Staffen, the nine-hitter for the St. Genevieve Dragons. Loido working with two outs here. Snap throw down to first. Diving back in time is the runner over at first base. And it is a courtesy runner. I believe might be Camden Rowe. Hit on the ground toward short. Bloom gets it. The short throw over to first to Kellen Bloom is in time to record the final out and end the inning. So the St. Genevieve Dragons, they strand a runner on base and put nobody home. They still lead, however, 2-1 following two innings of play. Top of the third coming up when we return on AM 800 KREI Farmington.
Right now at Fleegs Equipment, you can buy a Hustler 54-inch flip-up zero-turn for just $49.99, and we will pay the sales tax. That's right, no more laying on the ground, getting dirty, changing blades. Just you, your new Hustler mower, and greening your pocket from this deal.
We pay the sales tax? Jason, is this another one of your stupid April Fool's jokes?
Easy, easy, Clarissa. No fooling.
No fooling? But it's so low. A Hustler 54-inch flip-up Z-turn mower for $4,999, and we pay the sales tax?
I know. Right now at Fleegs Equipment, you can buy the Hustler flip-up for $49.99, and we pay the sales tax.
Fleegs Equipment. We're the premium dealer with the best service department and the most knowledgeable technician service and sales team with the best deals around. No fooling.
Fleegs Equipment, St. Genevieve, and Lettington, online 24/7, Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Two to one lead for the St. Genevieve Dragons over the Valley Catholic Warriors here on KREI. We're broadcasting from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. First pitch is in there for a strike out of the hands of Derek Morgenthaler. And the count goes to 0-1. Kellen Bloom, Aaron Doza, as that one is swung on and missed for strike two. To round out the lineup, and the third batter to come to the plate in this inning will be the leadoff hitter, Carter Roth. Pitch just missing on the outside for a ball. Tough pitch to lay off of if you're the second baseman for the Valley Catholic Warriors, Kellen Bloom. He does just that. Count goes to 1-2. The pitch swung on a miss. He chases it this time and goes down on a strike. So one away here in the top half of inning number three. Morgenthaler really settling in since that first inning. Some great contact was made off of him in that first inning. And nothing since then. One away here. The pitch, fastball missing way upstairs for a ball. 1-0 goes the count. Pitch on the outside for a strike, count evened up at 1-1. Pitch popped up behind home plate, out of play, and the count is 1-2. Swung on a miss, strike three on the breaking ball out in front was Aaron Doza, and that will bring us through the lineup once for the Valley Catholic Warriors and bring Carter Roth back to the plate. Back in his first at-bat, Carter Roth flied out to left field. Well-struck ball, just not a lot of room for Chase Kohler to have to go to get to it. Two away, a breaking ball trying to drop it in back door is Morgenthaler. He misses on the outside for a ball. 1-0 the count with two away. The 1-0 pitch. This time he does get it to drop in back door. It's that slider once again from him, and the count goes to 1-1 with two away. If we get past Carter Roth here, if he's able to reach safely, and he might on this one, it's hit to deep center field. Boyer, though, able to back up and settle under it, so he won't get past Carter Roth. He makes the final out to end the inning. So 1-2-3 for the second inning in a row. Go the Valley Catholic Warriors, and the St. Genevieve Dragons will be back up on the backside of this break, looking to build on their 2-1 lead. You're listening to High School Baseball on AM 800 KREI.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
Copias Heating and Cooling in Farmington is your local Bryant dealer. They offer a wide range of hardworking products, including gas and electric furnaces, boilers, heat pumps, air conditioners, geothermal heat pump systems, and other air quality accessories. Copias Heating and Cooling services all makes and models. Go with the pros at Copias Heating and Cooling, your Bryant dealer, doing whatever it takes to make your home or business comfortable. Call 756-1224. That's 756-1224.
Top of the lineup coming to the plate for the St. Genevieve Dragons, Morgan Thaler, caller, and Chad Dunsey. A 2-1 lead for the St. Genevieve Dragons already, and it was this part of the lineup that got them that 2-1 lead. Starting off with Morgan Thaler reaching on a single up the middle on a hard-hit ground ball. He was courtesy run for Sam Stolza, the courtesy runner who would eventually come all the way around and score for him. Chase Kohler scoring as well on a wild pitch. So Morgan Thaler will dig back in his second time up at the plate for the St. Genevieve Dragons. Loida, the righty, to lefty. Morgan Thaler kicks, fires, and a fastball is inside. Sliding out of the way is the pitcher Morgan Thaler, and the count goes to 1-0 to start off the bottom of inning number 3. 1-0 pitch. Off speed in there for a strike. And the count is now evened up at 1-1. Morgan Thaler on the mound has really settled in since the first inning. Chris Loida making progress, looking to make even more here in the third as he fires one in there. It's a ball low and away. 2-1. Has yet to get a 1-2-3 inning. He's got his third try at it here, but if he wants to do so, it'll be against the top of the lineup. And he will not, as that one is roped into right field and dropping for a base hit right in front of Nolan Schwent, the right fielder. A nice line drive single for Derek Morgenthaler, and much like the top of the first inning, he leads off the bottom of the third with a single. Chase Kohler once again coming to the plate. Morgan Thaler will also be courtesy run for once again by Sam Stolzer. Stolzer took second base when he was courtesy running earlier. We'll see if he takes off at all here. Kohler at the plate shows bunt. He drops it down the first baseline, but well foul. Count goes to 0-1. After Kohler, it's Dunsey due up next. Chase Kohler worked a walk in his first at-bat. Chad Dunsey popped out to third base. Snap throw down to first. Diving back is Sam Stolzer. I wouldn't be surprised if we see more activity from Loida heading that direction. Loida sets at the chest. Theo 1 as the runner takes off. Hit and run is on. It's to the right side. Snagging it is the second baseman, Kellen Bloom, making the tag throw on a first in time double play. Great heads-up play by Kellen Bloom. He was able to outrun Sam Stolzer to get good positioning and get to the baseball. And right as he caught it, Stolzer was all up in his grill, able to make the tag and throw it right down to first in time. Heck of a play to turn two for Kellen Bloom. And that one in there for a strike. Count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, low and outside, missing for a ball. 1-1 goes the count. Loida, the righty, nods and delivers the 1-1 pitch. Off speed, swinging straight through that one is Chad Dunsey. And now the count is 1-2. I think it's the first time we've seen that curveball since the first inning from Loida. Had a lot of trouble getting that across the plate. It was one hopping to the plate quite a lot. This one hops short of the plate, and it's now 2-2. Looked like it was the fastball that time, just a little late out of the hand of Chris Loida. Not only was it short of the plate, it was bouncing right at about the start of the left-handed batter's box. The pitch to the righty Dunsey, swung on, hit on the ground towards second. Scooping it up is Kellen Bloom, and he makes the play over at first base. So, courtesy of a nice double play by Kellen Bloom earlier in the inning, nobody left on base, and that ends the third inning. Top of the fourth coming up when we return. Valley Catholic looking to tie this up at two or take the lead after this on AM 800 KRBI.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Why would you come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills to buy your next new or pre-owned vehicle? Because we are the biggest? No. But that being said, you'll find no high-pressure salespeople, no $200 to $400 admin or dock fees all the other dealers charge, just a sales force and management that is local and a dealership under the same ownership since 1949. Come trust Carrie, Alan, and James to give you fair, honest dealing on your new ride, and Daryl to assist you with your finances. Come to the place where you can talk to the owners every day. Come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills.
Two, three, and four coming to the plate for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Tyler Bloom, Chris Loida, and Jacob Beezer. Morgan Thaler starts off Bloom with a breaking ball, the slider missing on the outside for a ball. And the count goes to 1-1 now as that one, they say it did clip the strike zone. I'm sorry. So the first one does hit the strike zone for strike one. The second one misses, and pitch number three does hit the low and outside corner. Popping the mitt with the fastball that time was Derek Morgenthaler. And now the count is 1-2. Morgenthaler working quickly. The pitch hit high hopper. It's up the middle, grabbed by Peyton Powell at short. Throw on to first is low, but Toombs able to snag it to record the out one away. That's the one trick with this all-turf infield here at Yanks Field in St. Genevieve. It can be tough to play if it's hit straight down because of the rubber pellets. A lot of spring going to be had off the field. So that brings Loida to the plate. Loida had an RBI single that he smoked down the third baseline back in his first at-bat. The pitch thinks about going around, holds up his hands, though, as it's in the dirt. A slider out of the hands of Derek Morgenthaler, missing four, ball one. 1-0 the count with one away. Morgenthaler shakes off the first pitch, kicks and delivers. He likes the second sign that's shown by Brian Selby behind the plate, but he misses with that one as well for a ball. Two balls and no strikes with one away here. Jacob Beeser getting ready on deck. The pitch upstairs, fastball on the hands, swung on and popped up on the infield. Peyton Powell, the shortstop, comes on to make the grab just in front of the turf-colored, or the dirt-colored turf, I should say. And the count, and there's now two away. So that brings Jacob Beeser to the plate. Flied out to left field. And a pop fly that just kept carrying back in his first at-bat. Two away, the pitch is that backdoor slider that Morgenthaler really likes. He's been working that a lot as this game has gone on. Hits the strike zone, count goes to 0-1. The pitch is a fastball upstairs for a ball. Seems like he's using those two pitches in particular to really set himself up. He's going to start you off with a fastball in on the hands if you're right-handed or a backdoor slider. The pitch, it's a slider that drops out of the strike zone this time, and the count goes to 1-2. Well, out in front of that one was Jacob Beeser. And we'll see if he chokes up a little bit with two away and a pitcher's count. The 1-2 pitch from Morgenthaler is a fastball that misses upstairs for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Infield and outfield, pretty much playing Beeser straight up. 2-2. Slider swung on, hit to deep right center field. Troy Johnson moving over, shields his eyes from the sun and makes the grab to record the out and end the inning. 9 in a row retired by Derek Morgenthaler, And the St. Genevieve Dragons, behind his performance, hold a 2-1 lead. Back after this on AM 800 KRBI.
Summer moves fast, and Mineral Area College's summer semester moves even faster. Take a full class in just 8 weeks, especially handy for students home from a different college or university. Summer semester starts June 4th. Take MAC classes on campus or online, it's up to you. Make your summer count. Check out mineralarea.edu or call 855-MAC-4U. Make MAC your next step.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Middle third of the lineup to come to the plate for the St. Genevieve Dragons as they look to build on their 2-1 lead. Drew Toombs, Brady Boyer, and Logan Gegg will get things started here in the bottom of the fourth. We'll take a second to thank a few of our sponsors, allowing us to come out here and broadcast a great game so far on a beautiful day here in St. Genevieve, Missouri. We'd like to thank Gilster Mary Lee, Mineral Area College, Bloomsdale Bank, and Home Pools and Spas. We are broadcasting from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Past the midway point of this game here as we enter the bottom of the fourth inning, Toombs digs in, a righty-righty matchup between him and the pitcher still on the mound for the Valley Catholic Warriors. It's Chris Loida. First pitch from Loida is a fastball that goes right by the hands of Drew Toombs. Toombs not making much of an effort to get out of the way of that one, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Change up, hit up the middle, and past the diving shortstop, Tyler Bloom, and into center field for a base hit. A leadoff single for Drew Toombs here in the bottom half of inning number four. Great patience at the plate there by Toombs. It was the off-speed pitch, the changeup, but he waited and was able to get his hands around quickly to hit that one square up the middle. Runner leads at first. The pitch is a strike on the low outside corner to Brady Boyer. 0-1 the count. Toombs leads at first. And the pitch is a breaking ball back up the middle. Loida snags it. He goes to second for one. Snatched by the shortstop on to first. Not in time. The hustling center fielder for the St. Genevieve Dragons, Brady Boyer, able to dig it out and prevent a double play. It'll go down as a fielder's choice, 1-6.
Batting for the Dragons, number 25, Logan Gegg.
That brings Logan Gegg to the plate now, with one on and one out. Brady Boyer now leads at first. A strong lead for him over at first base. Loida wants to check him back. He throws that way, and diving back is Brady Boyer. Loida nods, and the pitch. One hops to the plate. Keeping it in front of him is Kyle Roth. And scampering back to first is Brady Boyer. 1-0 the count. Seems like, especially when working from the stretch, Loida hasn't been locating his pitches like he normally does. We'll see if he can work through it. Still only a one-run game despite the struggles for Loida on the mound, especially when compared to the good pitching performance we've seen from Derek Morgenthaler. Another snap throw down to first. Diving back is Brady Boyer. And now Loida sets at the chest. The pitch as the runner takes off and one hops to the plate, gets away from the catcher, Kyle Roth. The no throw will go down to second. And it's another steal for the St. Genevieve Dragons. Seems like they are really trying to take advantage of the inconsistencies on the mound from Chris Loida. He's got pitch number 7 in the inning coming here. It'll be number 50 on the game for him. And pitch number 50 is roped down the line into left field. A diving grab made by the left fielder, Kyle Gilo. He had to go a long ways to get to that one. Is able to do so and make the out. Two away here. Staying at second base is Brady Boyer.
Batting number 11, Peyton Powell.
Well hit by Logan Gegg. Aguilo just made a great play there. That brings Peyton Powell to the plate, the shortstop for the St. Genevieve Dragons. He's got a runner in scoring position. Lloyd looking to escape this inning unscathed. Two away. The pitch is a curveball dropped in there for a strike. Chris Lloyd with a bit of a turn to second base as he was pitching there. He looks over towards second. Kicks his leg up and fires without looking back towards second this time. High hopper to Lloyd. He snatches it, throws on to first, and it goes off of the runner heading down to first. That's Peyton Powell, and into right field. Scoring from third is Brady Boyer on the play. It's a 3-1 lead for the St. Genevieve Dragons. That's a tough one to call. They don't put up hits and errors here, so it's on us to call it ourselves. And I think I'm going to put that down as an error against Lloyd. There's a high hopper, but he had a chance at first base if he makes a good throw. So now there's a runner at first with two away still in a 3-1 lead for the St. Genevieve Dragons. Lloyd sets. Pitch is going to be roped down the line and through for a base hit into right field. Nolan Schwent, the right fielder, scoops it up. Throw comes into second. It's a single for Brian Selby. So that'll bring Grant Staff into the plate, and this is a big moment here if you're Chris Lloyd. You're struggling with your location in this game so far. You've got two on, two away. And Derek Morgenthaler on deck, who's hit you well this game so far with a pair of singles. Popped up to center field. Shallow center field. Kellen Bloom backs up, stumbles, falls backwards, but makes the grab to record the final out and end the inning. A sigh of relief from Chris Lloyd, but the damage is done by the St. Genevieve Dragons. And nonetheless, they put up one run on the board, but leave two on base. Top of the fifth coming up when we return for the Valley Catholic Warriors on AM 800 KREI.
Wanting a new pool this summer? Well, we can help. I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. Check out our pool specials right now, like the Eclipse, the Nova. Want an in-ground? We have that on special, too. 15 by 30 feet, 3 to 6 feet deep. We can customize any in-ground and just about any above ground. Don't forget to ask about our financing. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home. Home Pools and Spas, just south of the Weddington exit.
Your locally owned, the UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, the UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember the UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's the UPS Store in Festus.
Morgenthaler is still on the mound for the St. Genevieve Dragons, and he's been pretty efficient throughout each inning in the game so far with his pitches. 17 pitches thrown in the first inning. That was the most in any inning for him in this game. 15 in the second, 11 in the third, which was his best. By just one pitch, though, in inning number four, he threw 12 pitches. It's going to be 5, 6, and 7. Kyle Roth, Zach Ryan, and Nolan Schwent coming to the plate. No runner has reached safely for the Valley Catholic Warriors since the first inning. And Derek Morgenthaler pumps in a strike to the lefty Roth to get things started here. The 0-1. Another fastball in there for a strike. Count goes to 0-2 quickly as Kyle Roth looks at a pair of strikes. Morgenthaler set already. Shakes off the first sign from Brian Selby. Shakes him off again, and time is called at the plate by Kyle Roth. Smile on the mound from Morgenthaler. He shakes his left hand. Now he kicks and delivers. Strike three. Swinging through that one is Kyle Roth. And he goes down on strikes. One away here in the top of inning number five. A 3-1 lead for the St. Genevieve Dragons over the Valley Catholic Warriors. They fell behind 1-0 in the top of the first. Haven't looked back since. Slider. Back door in there for a strike. From Morgan Thaler to Zach Grine. Pitch is upstairs for a strike two. It's the fastball upstairs for Morgan Thaler. Grine digs back in behind 0-2. Morgan Thaler, the 0-2 pitch, is foul-tipped. Grine stays alive for another pitch. It was a fastball in on the hands on him. Just hits it straight down into the turf. After Grine, it'll be Nolan Schwent. And if we get any further, Kellen Bloom and Aaron Doza to round out the lineup. The 0-2 with one away. Popped up behind home plate, out of play. Count remains 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. One hop to the plate. Swinging through to Zach Grine. Scooped up by the catcher Brian Selby. Throwing a first in time. Two away here in the top of inning number five. So Nolan Schwent will dig in. Nolan Schwent flied out to right field in his last at-bat. The pitch is on the outside. That backdoor slider once again called for a strike, 0-1. Morgan Thaler working that pitch really well today. The 0-1. Slider fouled. Nice one-handed grab with the right hand by head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors, Nathan Gegg. Coach Gegg in his fourth season as head coach of the Warriors. And quickly the count goes to 0-2. Morgan Thaler with the pitch. Strike three. Caught him looking. With once again, it's that backdoor slider. One pitch away from an immaculate inning from Derek Morgan Thaler. But he'll look to follow up the bottom of the fifth inning with another hit. He's 2-for-2 so far. He's going to lead things off. Middle five is where we are right now. A 3-1 lead for the Dragons over the Warriors on AM 800 KREI.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Top of the lineup coming to the plate for the St. Genevieve Dragons, Morgan Thaler, caller, and Chad Dunsey. Sean Malone here with you on AM 800 KREI, a 3-1 lead for the St. Genevieve Dragons over the Valley Catholic Warriors. And Morgan Thaler not just having a great game on the mound, a great game at the plate as well. A single to center field to lead off the bottom of the first inning, and a single to right field in his last at-bat. Looking to go 3-for-3 here as he digs in. He's in the lefty batter's box, facing off against the right-handed pitcher, Chris Loida. Pitch number 55 on the afternoon for Loida is a breaking ball on the outside, missing for a ball. A breaking ball has been a big difference in this game. Loida throws a curveball. Morgan Thaler, a slider. Morgan Thaler has been able to command it so well back door. Swung on and pulled towards the second baseman, Kellen Bloom. He moves over to his left, closer to first base, where the throw goes to Aaron Doza in time for the out. So Chase Kohler will come to the plate with one away here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Loida on the mound. Taking his time. Now he nods. The righty kicks and fires. Fastball painting the low outside corner for a strike. 0-1 goes the count with one away. The 0-1. He has a breaking ball. Waving at it is Chase Kohler. He's way out in front of that one. And the count is 0-2. Couldn't have touched that one if you gave him an oar. So now two strikes on Chase Kohler. Looking on is Chad Dunsey wearing 00. He's in the on-deck circle. And the 0-2 pitch is a breaking ball missing low and inside just a little bit for a ball. One ball and two strikes. One and two is the count. And the pitch missing on the outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Loida shrugs his shoulders. He's set just below chest high. The 2-2 pitch is one hop to the plate with the breaking ball. And now the count is worked back to full by Chase Kohler. Three balls and two strikes. Good at bat for him, giving Chad Dunsey on deck a good look. Kohler digs back in 0-1 on the game so far. The 3-2 is chop foul behind home plate. Again, it's that off-speed pitch. Kohler reaching for it. You got to wonder if Loida may come back fastball here. Kohler digs in. Loida kicks and fires the 3-2. It's a fastball that's hit into the gap in right center field. It's going to drop for a base hit and get past the right fielder, Nolan Schwent. Picked up just shy of the wall by Schwent. And it's a one-out double for Chase Kohler. That one hit a long way by Kohler. Not long enough to go yard. It's 377 to straightaway center field, but it's the corners, as center field is a flat wall parallel with the top of home plate. Those are the deepest parts of the park. It hit a couple feet to the right of that one. Still short of the fence, though. One away. First pitch is ball missing low and away to Chad Dunsey. 1-0 the count. Chad Dunsey searching for his first hit on the afternoon.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Two balls and one strike to count. After a strike is pounded in there, we apologize for the technical difficulties. We're broadcasting from Yanks Field in St. Genevieve, 5:29 on the clock. Bottom of the fifth inning, a 3-1 lead for the St. Genevieve Dragons over the Valley Catholic Warriors. This one is swung on to the left side. Throw goes down to... Heads up play by Tyler Bloom. A tough one to make, too. As he's moving to his right, scoops it up, has to turn his shoulders, then turn back to get the throw off to Jacob Beeser and put it right on the money to get the hustling Chase Kohler. So Drew Toombs will now dig in with two away and a runner at first base instead of a runner at third. Had Bloom gone down to first base. This one fought off foul into the parking lot to our right. Count is 0-1. Later, going to take a second to tie his cleats. We'll take a second to thank a few of our sponsors. Batsy's Furniture in Park Hills, Midwest Sports Center, Comtree, and the YMCA of Jefferson County. Both of those two located in Festus. Thank you for allowing us to come out here and broadcast this game. Fastball upstairs in there for a strike. And the count is 0-2. Chad Dunsey, that'll eliminate the force out. So now two away. Count is now 1-2. And that is 70 pitches from Chris Loida. Loida, a senior, allowed to go up to 105 and then finish whatever at-bat is going on. The pitch is chopped back to Loida. Snags it. Easy throw on to first in time to record the final out and end the inning. So a runner is left stranded at second base, and that will take us to the top of the sixth inning. It is St. Genevieve retaking the field with Derek Morgenthaler pitching well on the mound after this on AM 800 KREI.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Behind 1-0 here to the leadoff hitter for the top of the sixth inning, Kellen Bloom. The pitch, 12 fastball pumped right past Kellen Bloom. And the count is now even at 1-1. Nobody out here in the top of the sixth. 3-1 lead for the St. Genevieve Dragons. Swung on and missed again. A fastball blown right by Kellen Bloom. Count is now 1-2. Morgenthaler sets. Pitch number 70 for him. Off speed, fought off, foul, and well out of play behind home plate. Count remains 1-2. And the ever-rare changeup out of the hand of Derek Morgenthaler. Been working mostly that slider away and fastball in on the hands. The 1-2, there's a slider. He can't get enough on it, though, to make it clip back door. And it'll miss for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Kellen Blue. 0-1 so far, struck out swinging in his first at-bat, make it strikeout looking. In his second at-bat is Morgenthaler, drops the slider in there for strike three.
Aaron
digging at the plate, the baseman for the Valley Catholic Warriors. They covered the Warriors not too long ago as they took on the Western Bulldogs at the top of the seventh inning. That pitch in the dirt for a ball. 1-1 goes the count. A rare big miss from Morgenthaler. He hasn't thrown many pitches in the turf. Pitch smoked right back up the middle, and there we go. The streak is over for Derek Morgenthaler. He retired 13. So now, one away, and it was a leads on first. With the top of the lineup coming to the plate for the Valley Catholic Warriors, this could be their best opportunity to come back in this one. The nine-hitter Doe setting the table for the Warriors. Pitch, and it's into center field, moving to his left is Boyer. Now he's going to come on. It one hops to him, but the throw to second is in time to get Aaron Doza. Doza hung up in no man's land in between first and second base in case Brady Boyer got it. He didn't want to be doubled up. But once Boyer got it, he was coming on strong towards it, able to get it off one hop and throw it into Peyton Powell to record the out on the fielder's choice. So there are two away. That'll bring Tyler Bloom to the plate. Bloom one for two in this game. And a long fly ball double to left. Carter Roth back in plenty of time. I imagine they wouldn't send Carter Roth here, but threw away in the top of the lineup up at the plate. As leaned out of the way of a fastball inside. So there's no real in sending Carter Roth over to second base. A meeting on the mound between the catcher Brian Selke and the pitcher Derek Morgenthaler will give us a chance to thank a few of our sponsors. We'd like to thank Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, Jefferson College, the UPS store located in Kansas City, TDA Toyota, and Unico Bank as well. 1-0 the count with two away at the top of the sixth inning. St. Genevieve leading Valley Catholic by a score of 3-1. The pitch with two away and a runner on first is a slider that clips the lower portion of the strikes. Not quite backdoor like Morgenthaler normally gets it. And Morgenthaler quickly digs back in. The 1-1. Slider hit on the ground. A chopper scooped up by the shortstop, Peyton Powell. He goes the short way to second base. Grant Staffen able to grab it to record the final out.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our 3 new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Capayas Heating and Cooling in Farmington is your local Bryant dealer. They offer a wide range of hardworking products, including gas and electric furnaces, boilers, heat pumps, air conditioners, geothermal heat pump systems, and other air quality accessories. Capayas Heating and Cooling also services all makes and models. Go with the pros at Capayas Heating and Cooling, your Bryant dealer, doing whatever it takes to make your home or business comfortable. Call 756-1224. That number again is 756-1224. 24.
For the St. Genevieve Dragons, 5, 6, and 7 will come to the plate. Brady Boyer, Logan Gegg, and Peyton Powell. Chris Lloyd is still on the mound for the Valley Catholic Warriors in the bottom of the sixth inning. And his pitch count is going strong. Not the best of outings for him, but still speaks volumes that only 3 runs are up on the board. Considering the location issues he's had throughout this game, just shows you the kind of stuff that he has. So Loida sets at the waist, kicks and delivers, and it hits the outside for a strike. Although he has had location issues throughout this game, Loida seems to have gotten stronger as the game has gone on. Loida with the 0-1. One hops to the plate. And the count goes to 1-1. It was the breaking ball that one hop to the plate there. Again, that is the number one pitch that Lloyd has had some difficulties with. At least in terms of location. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball low and away, missing for ball two. Two balls and one strike. For Brady Boyer on this game, he is 0 for 2, flied out to center field and reached on a fielder's choice in his last at-bat. The 2-1. Swung on and missed. Big hack there from Brady Boyer. And now the count is an even 2-2. Big open stance for Boyer, the center fielder for the Dragons. The pitch is low and in on the feet. Curveball missing again, low for Loida. And now the count is full at 3 balls and 2 strikes with Logan Gegg on deck. The 3-2 pitch, low and outside, fastball misses away, and it's ball four. Brady Boyer works a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So that'll bring Logan Gegg to the plate, who is also searching for his first hit on the afternoon. He struck out looking in his first at-bat, flied out to left field in his last at-bat. That was the one where Kyle Gilo, as there's a light throw over to first base, Brady Boyer back in time. Gilo in left field, he had to go a long way to get to that one, laid out a few feet shy of the line in left field to make a beautiful play. The pitch as the runner goes, it's a fastball upstairs, throw down to second is in time. Kyle Roth guns down Brady Boyer trying to swipe second base. I believe the pitch was called a ball. And no, it is actually called a strike. Great situation there for Loida. The 0-1. Breaking ball that drops in for a strike. Count goes to 0-2. The pitch from Loida. It's a fastball just missing outside for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Good crowd on hand here at Yanks Field in St. Genevieve. Both teams representing St. Genevieve. Obviously, St. Genevieve High School is Valley Catholic, located not far away. The 1-2. Hit on the ground, slow roller towards short. Scooped up by Tyler Bloom. Throw on a first in time, and there's two away here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Got a lot of blue and green mixed up throughout the crowd. As even within the students, a lot of them know each other from the community growing up together. A lot of families stay in the St. Genevieve community as well, so a lot of family ties between these teams. First pitch to Peyton Powell, drops in for a strike. These players also, many of them play with each other over the summer during Legion Ball. The 1-1. And it's a breaking ball, missing away for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike to Peyton Powell. If Powell is able to reach safely, it'll be Brian Selby coming up to the plate behind him. Selby already with the knee pads on, the leg pads for the catcher. Breaking ball missing for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike for Loida against Peyton Powell at the plate. Loida sets at the waist. Kicks and delivers the 2-1. A swung on a miss. Big hack. Peyton Powell swinging over the top of the curveball from Loida. Pitch number 85 for him. And with the count at 2-2, Loida will look to escape this inning here and bring his team back up to the plate. The pitch is upstairs for a ball. 3 balls and 2 strikes now the count with 2 away, nobody on here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Hit hard on the ground towards short. Tyler Bloom scoops it up, throw on to first is in time to record the final out and end the inning. So last chance here as we head to the top of the seventh inning for the Valley Catholic Warriors. They're going to send Loiter, Beeser, and Roth to the plate. That's coming up when we return here on AM 800 KREI.
Right now at Fleegs Equipment, you can buy a Husser 54-inch flip-up zero-turn for just $49.99. And we will pay the sales tax. That's right, no more laying on the ground, getting dirty, changing blades. Just you, your new Husser mower, and greening your pocket from this deal.
We pay the sales tax? Jason, is this another one of your stupid April Fool's jokes?
Easy, Clarissa. No fooling.
No fooling? but it's so low. A Hustler 54-inch flip-up Z-turn mower for $4,999, and we pay the sales tax?
I know. Right now at Fleegs Equipment, you can buy the Hustler flip-up for $49.99, and we pay the sales tax.
Fleegs Equipment, we're the premium dealer with the best service department and the most knowledgeable technician service and sales team with the best deals around. No fooling.
Fleegs Equipment, St. Genevieve and Ledington, online 24/7, fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Top of the seventh here at Yanks Field in St. Genevieve as we're broadcasting from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Make sure you stay tuned to the Home Pools and Spas postgame show as the first pitch to Loida is roped into right center field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Big turn around first base for Loida. He's going to backtrack, though, as a good throw comes in from the center fielder, Brady Boyer, and it's a leadoff single for Loida. To get things started here in the top of the seventh, that'll bring the game-tying run to the plate in Jacob Beezer. Middle infield at double play depth for the St. Genevieve Dragons. It's still Derek Morgenthaler out on the mound for him. That was the 80th pitch on the afternoon for him. We're in the top of the seventh inning. St. Genevieve looking to walk away with a victory here, which could have big implications for the MAAA tournament when the seed meeting comes up, especially with St. Genevieve. As I mentioned early on in this broadcast, the first pitch to Beezer was fouled off, by the way. Earlier on in this broadcast, I mentioned the kind of rock-paper-scissors tie at the top of the MAAA Large School Conference between St. Genevieve Central and North County. The 0-1 to Beezer misses low for a ball. One ball and one strike the counts. It's a tie, I mentioned, between St. Gen Central and North County. St. Gen beat Central on April 5th, 10-3. Central beat North County 6-1. As that one is chopped onto short, let's see if the Dragons can turn two. Peyton Powell onto second one. Grant Steffen onto first. Double play. A big ovation from those wearing green here behind us at Yanks Field in St. Genevieve. As that double play now brings the Valley Catholic Warriors to the plate. With only one out remaining. I'm going to send catcher Kyle Roth to the plate. A lefty-lefty matchup between him and Derek Morgenthaler. So Central beat North County by a score of 6-1 on April 10th. And North County beat St. Genevieve here just the other day, actually a week ago today, by a score of 9-2. First pitch missing for a ball. A 1-0. Slider dropped in for a strike. One ball and one strike here to Kyle Roth. The pitch. Slider, slow chopper towards first. Calling for it is Drew Toombs, the first baseman. He steps on the bag and records the final out. And that will do it. The St. Genevieve Dragons knock off the Valley Catholic Warriors by a final score of 3-1 through 6.5 innings of play. We'll come up next with the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Home Pools and Spas, make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool. From Home Pools and Spas in Ledington, online at homepoolsandspas.net. That's coming up after this on AM 800 KRVI.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
Capitis Heating and Cooling in Farmington is your local Bryant dealer. They offer a wide range of hardworking products, including gas and electric furnaces, boilers, heat pumps, air conditioners, geothermal heat pump systems, and other air quality accessories. Capitis Heating and Cooling services all makes and models. Go with the pros at Capitis Heating and Cooling, your Bryant dealer, doing whatever it takes to make your home or business comfortable. Call 756-1224. That's 756-1224.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Why would you come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills to buy your next new or pre-owned vehicle? Because we are the biggest? No. But that being said, you'll find no high-pressure salespeople, no $200 to $400 admin or dock fees all the other dealers charge, just a sales force and management that is local and a dealership under the same ownership since 1949. Come trust Carrie, Alan, and James to give you fair, honest dealing on your new ride, and Daryl to assist you with your finances. Come to the place where you can talk to the owners every day. Come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills.
It's the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. Home Pools and Spas, make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Lettington. Online at homepoolsandspas.net. Final score, St. Genevieve Dragons 3, Valley Catholic Warriors 1. We're broadcasting from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Let's take a look at how we got to this point. The scoring all started in the top of the first inning. Things were going pretty well for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Chris Loida was able to play Tyler Bloom on an RBI single, a line drive right down the third base line. Jacob Beeser then flied out after that, and Chris Loida was caught stealing second. After that, we'll get into it a little bit more in a second, but the pitcher for the St. Genevieve Dragons was really able to lock in at that point. So then after that, the bottom of the first inning got going, and Morgan Thaler and the St. Genevieve Dragons were down by a run, but not for very long. Morgan Thaler reached on a single to center field. Sam Stolzer came in to courtesy run for him. He swiped second. Chase Kohler worked a walk. Then Stolzer and Kohler each advanced 90 feet on a wild pitch. Then they each advanced 90 more feet on another wild pitch from Chris Loida, scoring Sam Stolzer and advancing Chase Kohler to third. And then later, Drew Toombs would ground out on a slow roller to short that would plate Drew Toombs for what would wind up being the game go ahead, the game's go-ahead run all the way in the bottom of the first inning. After that, I mentioned Derek Morgenthaler really locking in on this game. He wound up going on to retire 13 batters in a row, so he didn't allow a runner to reach safely until the top of the sixth inning for the Valley Catholic Warriors. So a great performance on the mound from Derek Morgenthaler. We'll get to his stats a little bit later on during the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. The St. Genevieve Dragons in the bottom of the fourth, though, they were able to add an insurance run on the board. Peyton Powell reached on an error, as at least I scored it personally an error. I'm sure the coaches may have scored it differently. Brady Boyer would score on that error from third base. He advanced to third on the throw and then came home from third due to the error. And that would take us to the final score of 3-1 with the top of the seventh inning. Going a single to center field from Loida. Jacob Beeser would ground into a hard hit double play to the shortstop. 6-4-3 double play. And then Kyle Roth would end the game grounding out to Drew Toombs at first base. Once again, final score, St. Genevieve Dragons topping the Valley Catholic Warriors by a final of 3-1. We'll step aside and continue with more of the Home Pools and Spas postgame show after this on AM 800 KREI.
Summer moves fast, and Mineral Area College's summer semester moves even faster. Take a full class in just 8 weeks, especially handy for students home from a different college or university. Summer semester starts June 4th. Take MAC classes on campus or online, it's up to you. Make your summer count. Check out mineralarea.edu or call 855-MAC-4U. Make MAC your next step.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's a UPS store in Festus.
Wanting a new pool this summer? Well, we can help.
I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. Check out our pool specials right now, like the Eclipse, the Nova. Want an in-ground? We have that on special too. 15 by 30 feet, 3 to 6 feet deep. We can customize any in-ground and just about any above ground. Don't forget to ask about our financing. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home. Home Pools and Spas, just south of the Ludington exit.
Welcome back to KREI Farmington for the Fleet's Equipment, the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. This game went by so fast, I feel like we're still in the pregame. We're joined now by head coach of the St. Genevieve Dragons, Coach Mike McDaniel. And, Coach, congratulations on the victory. Heck of a performance on the mound from Derek Morgandaley. He's been having a great season for you guys. This is my first chance to really see him this year, and he has near perfected that backdoor slider that he's been pounding against righties all game long, and it seemed like there was nothing they could do with it. They'd either stare at it for a strike or wave at it, look silly, and it'd be a strike either way.
No, like we talked about in the pregame, I mean, his fastball isn't going to be overpowering or anything, but he has to be able to rely on some of that off-speed stuff to set up that fastball, you know, to be able to get it by. Because, I mean, like we talked about too, I mean, Valley has some very good hitters, and they were just off, you know, the ball a few times. I mean, I saw some pop-ups that you normally don't see too many high school kids hit. So you know that they were getting, you know, some barrel on it. Just, you know, his ball moves, and he has a lot of, you know, pitches that he can throw. So I think that, you know, that helps him out and makes him more unpredictable.
It seemed like he was playing the fastball and the slider off of each other very well. I imagine I'd probably have a better view if I was up at the plate, but it seems like the arm angle and the arm action seems a little similar. It's tough to read for him. Is that something that batters see when they're facing against Morgandaley?
Yeah, I think so. And then one of the pitches he's really started to work on, you know, during this offseason has been a bit of a split change, and he threw that a few times just to give him a different look. You know, the circle change he used to throw quite a bit, and he said he was just having some difficulty with it. So he went to this other pitch, and, you know, he likes it. And to be truthful with you, a couple of the arm angles that I saw today was the first time I've seen it all season. So
there was one or two where it dropped, I don't want to quite say 12-6, but it wasn't a typical backdoor slider from that sweeping. It was a little more downward in action. So
right.
A couple times he would change up the angle a little bit on the batter at the plate.
But, you know, it's really nice to see. I mean, I told you in the pregame that we're going to have to see a lot of poise out of him. And that's one of the things I thought that he did a great job this game is he was tuned in from beginning all the way to end. And, you know, he surrendered a couple hits there in the first inning. They get a run, but he didn't let it bother him. He's got a defense that plays well behind him. And we were able to come up with some timely hits and, you know, take advantage of a couple errors that they made. And it was just enough.
Speaking of some timely hitting, he had a great day at the plate as well. You know, you mentioned poise. He falls behind 1-0. Then leads off the bottom of the first inning with a leadoff single eventually coming, or at least the courtesy runner was able to then come all the way around and score, tie things up. Another runner came to score a little bit later on then to take the lead for you guys.
You know, I mean, Derek's been put in a position ever since his freshman year to have some varsity experience. Not because we wanted a lot of these guys to have varsity experience, because we've got several of them, many of them, that, you know, now in their junior year, their senior year, we're getting a lot of playing time as freshmen. But, you know, Derek is one of those guys. He's been leading offs ever since his freshman year for us. I think he got moved to the three spot maybe once, you know, last year for a couple games or so. But, I mean, it's something these guys have been used to. But, you know, no matter how many times you get used to, sometimes you can take things a little bit for granted and maybe not work as hard. But that's one thing I think that these guys have done since last offseason is they've made a concerted effort to make themselves better. Now, are there things we can improve on? I mean, most certainly. I mean, any coach is going to tell you there are things that you can improve on. But as long as we can play consistent baseball like this and have our pitchers throw strikes and have a defense like we had today and just get enough hits, then, you know, we set ourselves up to be successful.
It's got to feel really nice for you as the coach that Morgandaley, you got him for one more year. He's only a junior.
Oh, yeah. And if you look up and down our lineup, I mean, we look at, you know, left field tonight, junior, center field tonight, junior. First base, senior tonight, junior at second, junior at short, sophomore at third. So, I mean, we have relatively few seniors that are on the field. So, I mean, it does feel good that you have them for next year. But at the same time, they've been at this for a couple years already, and all the baseball experience they've had, you know, coming into high school, you know, that's why you hope that mentally they are ready and they're baseball savvy.
Batting for you guys, it was a pretty good game at the plate for you. You got enough runs across. How would you rate the batting performance today?
You know, I mean, I still think we're somewhere around that 5 or 6, you know. But I'm really glad to see we've taken much better approaches at the plate. You know, I'd say 5 or 6, but you know, if I were to compare that to the way it was earlier in the year, I would say, I mean, we are leaps and bounds above what we were. So, I mean, we're having guys go up there and being aggressive. Rather than watching pitches go by, we're starting to swing the bat, and that puts us in a good position right there because, I mean, it's hard to do anything whenever you leave the bat on your shoulder. But if you make them play, make them make a play, then anything's possible. And I thought we did a much better job of that today.
It's got to feel good that although you gave it, what, a 5 or a 6, the performance of the plate today, you were facing off against a Chris Lloyd, a very tough pitcher, you know, one of the best throughout the listening area, up there with Morgan Thaler as well. So it got to be a little bit of a silver lining that although his location wasn't quite there like it normally is, you did put in a decent performance against a very good pitcher.
Oh, most certainly. I mean, Chris is another one of those guys that's been playing varsity baseball ever since his freshman year. So, I mean, you know you're going to get a bulldog on the mound right there. And, you know, he throws a complete game and actually throws, I mean, really well. Even though he didn't necessarily locate his off-speed pitches, he was still able to, you know, keep us enough off balance to not give us great contact. You knew it was going to be a tough ball game. Two great pitchers out there, and you know, whoever's going to capitalize on some of those mistakes was going to come out on top.
Coach, from here, do you have any games that are going to be made up before the MAAA tournament starts?
No, we are taking a break.
Taking a break.
Taking a little bit of a break. You know, we have that new format coming up next week, C meeting on Saturday. So, you know, we'll see how all those seeds, you know, fall out and everything.
It's interesting. There's no central location for all the games this year. It's going to be a little all over the place.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, wherever the higher seed is playing or whoever the higher seed is in that particular game, that's where you're going to be playing at. So it'll be interesting. I mean, I'm kind of old school. You know, I've always kind of not necessarily been a proponent of the pool play that we had. I like the old school, the 12 team bracket style, double elimination, you know, because I felt in the past, you know, if you didn't have very many pitchers or anything, but you were able to accomplish a top four seed, you were able to get a bye to be able to save those pitching, those pitchers. But whenever you went to that pool play, you know, it really worked for the advantage of those guys that were deep in their pitching staff. And now that we have pitch counts, then that really, you know, eats into that. So, you know, I'm glad to see that we're back at that, you know, 12, you know, tournament style, you know, bracket play. So, it'll be interesting to see. Get the players, you know, a little change of pace, too.
And after that, you got Crystal City, Cape Central, and then districts here.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I mean, not just the baseball season's coming to a close, but the school year's coming to a close. So, you know, trying to get everybody to stay sharp and, you know, juniors and seniors. I mean, the weather's starting to warm up today like we have. You know, people start thinking, oh, it's springtime. Summer's almost here. So trying to keep them mentally sharp and ready to go with the last, you know, few weeks of the season is going to be vital for us.
When is the seed meeting for the MAAA tournament?
Oh, we got that this Saturday.
This Saturday
out of Park Hills. I don't know if it's 8 or 10.
You'll figure it out by Saturday.
I'll figure it out by Saturday.
Right now, you've just been concerned with the Valley Catholic Warriors, and you walk away with the victory 3-1. Coach, congratulations, and best of luck in the MAAA tournament.
Right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Head coach Mike McDaniels joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show on AM 800 KREI. We'll step aside and continue with more postgame coverage after this.
Cole's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Cole's Tractor and Equipment.
Back here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show on AM 800 KREI. Sean Malone now joined by Nathan Gegg, head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors. And Coach, thanks for taking the time to join us. A tough loss for you guys. You started off with a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning, and then it seemed like Lloyd really struggled to locate his off-speed stuff, in particular that curveball. He got himself into a bit of trouble, and the bats just couldn't get going against the Morgan Thaler to bounce back in this one. What did you see?
You said it, bud. You know, I thought Derek was really good for them. Pounded the zone, I mean, threw a ton of strikes and mixed it up through all three pitches, and he was just a little bit better than us today. And they played really clean baseball. We gave him too many free bases, and it came back to bite us there. You know, it was early, but it came back to bite us. You know, I think they had one RBI, but, you know, they took really good at bats. They would not chase, and you got to give them credit for that.
It seemed like, sorry to cut you off,
you're
Lloyd.
Fine.
Although
don't worry. I'm just rambling.
Although Loida had not his best game on the mound.
He competed. He battled.
Yeah,
he gave
still
us a
battled.
Chance.
He wasn't locating like he normally is, but he still pitched a very good game at the end of the day.
I thought he did great. You know, you limit them to three, you give yourself a chance. You know, obviously, but we went from the first inning to the one out in the sixth inning without a base runner. So you know, it's hard to win games that way. You know, when you go four plus, I think he put down like 14 in a row or something like that. You know, you're not going to win many games. And you give credit to him and their defense. They played well, and they deserve to win.
Morgan Thaler was really working that backdoor slider against you guys. What's the approach when a pitcher is placing a ball like that that's tough to hit and he's getting those calls?
I agree. If he's getting the edge and the outer black, and that's really hard to hit. You know, we have a general approach that we're going to scoot on the plate and battle all lefties because most lefties are going to live outer half to right. It's just what they're going to do. And if they come in on you, great. But, you know, he was spotting. I mean, he was shoving, as they say. So, it was fun, clean game to watch, quick one. You know, just a little, they were a little bit better than us.
It's not going to help with the seed meeting coming up this weekend for the MAAA, but at least in terms of getting some good competition in before the MAAA, I'm sure this will help.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Seed is irrelevant, I suppose. You know, we want to win a baseball game. Mm-hmm. So seed, we'll take what they give us. It doesn't bother us either way. We just want to come out and play better. You know, we come out and play well. We might be able to win some games. We'll take whatever seed happens. And they're very good. They're either the one or the two. I don't know. Them in North County, probably.
I don't know
what Park Hills did against West County today. Sorry, I should have included them too.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they did against West County either. I haven't had a chance to check on that. Moving forward past the MAAA, or I guess before the MAAA tournament, do you have any games that are being made up between now and the MAAA tournaments? I know it's been crazy all season long.
We play
with
a doubleheader Saturday.
Against
CBC and Holt. So we got some Class 5 big boys coming down.
So another good late season tune-up before.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it doesn't get any easier after that. After the MAAA, it's Cape Central and North County round out the regular season.
That's fine. We want to play as good of teams as we can late. You know, we are still hungry after what happened to us last year, and we need to play excellent competition, and we need to up our game at the end of the year, and that's exactly what we intend on doing.
You mentioned what happened last year. How often do you bring that up to your players?
Never.
Never? Do they bring it up amongst themselves?
Yeah.
Okay.
They do. They don't forget.
Yeah, I'm sure they definitely don't.
They got good memories. What's the animal with the good memory? Is that an elephant?
Yes.
I think it's an elephant.
It's definitely not me.
It's not me. But I think the elephant. Never mind. I don't even know what I'm talking about right
now. Coach, what is one area of your game you want to see your team improve on with the season coming to a close?
You know, I still think it comes down to free bases. I really do. I think we've given, and I've harped on this a lot this year, and maybe I should just shut up about it, that we give teams free bases. Walks, wild pitches, errors, stolen bases allowed, just free. Not hitting cutoff men, so people take – that happened a little earlier in the year. We're a little better on that now. But just free bases. We don't get them, and we do give them up. So that would be one huge thing. I think our pitching has been great. We throw a ton of strikes, and we battle. And the bats, you know, we hit some balls hard today. He's a good pitcher. You give him credit.
Coach, thanks a lot for your time. We certainly appreciate it.
Thanks for coming over.
No problem. Best of luck moving forward. Head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors, Coach Nathan Gegg, joining us on the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. Let's take a look now at the player of the game. Player of the game brought to you by Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated for you in Farmington and Bismarck, Deloge, Irondale, Park Hills, and Potosi. I'm going to go with, I think this is an easy one, Derek Morgenthaler for player of the game. 2-for-3 at the plate with a pair of singles. Did have a courtesy runner come in who came around and scored the first run of the inning to tie it up at 1-1. And Morgenthaler with a great performance on the mound as well. And for the drive of the game, I'm going to change it up a little bit. Derek Morgenthaler was in cruise control in the middle of this game from the top of the second inning all the way until the top of the sixth inning. 13 batters came up to face him in a row. He sent all 13 of them down without reaching base safely. So a great, great game for Derek Morgenthaler. The drive of the game brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee. Gilster Mary Lee is hiring Class A CDL drivers. They'll help you get your CDL license and reimburse you for the schooling online at GilsterMaryLee.com. PotosiLumber.com. We'd also like to thank a few more of our sponsors, including Potosi Lumber and Potosi R3 School, Turner Chevrolet, Capias Heating and Cooling, Serenity Hospice, Hefner Financial Services, Fleet Equipment, New Era Bank, and Nicole's Tractor and Equipment. On behalf of Sean Wynn back in the studio, I'm Sean Malone. Thank you for making us a part of your Thursday afternoon. Coming up on Saturday, we're going to cover the Farmington Wood Bat Tournament. Farmington is obviously participating in that one. Not sure until tomorrow night which game they'll be playing in, whether for fifth, third, or first, but we will be covering the Farmington game, so keep an eye to our Twitter at MyMoInfoSports. Once again, thank you for making us a part of your Thursday afternoon. Final score from Yanks Field in St. Genevieve, the St. Genevieve Dragons topping Valley Catholic Warriors 3-1. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday, folks.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Style of offense that best suits his unique skill set. I mean, we talked to Troy Aikman on our Doom.